Have you ever been stung by a wasp? You know that panic when you hear the buzzing around you. Your arms start to flail about as you try to outrun the little beast. But then you feel the sharp sting. The pain increasing rapidly as the poison spreads. You know the pain will subside, but in that moment, it can almost be unbearable. The theme of this guided audio meditation from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is helping you focus on better things to come, even in the midst of stinging pain. To look beyond the hours of present torture to the promise of peaceful days to come, victorious days into eternity. So to begin your meditation, find a place to be comfortable, alone, quiet, and still. We will be together for about 15 minutes. And as you begin, listen and join to this responsive prayer from the book of Hosea chapter 13 and respond, Lord God, in Christ I have victory. Shall I be ransomed from the power of Sheol, the place of death? Lord God, in Christ I have victory. Shall I be redeemed from death? Lord God, in Christ I have victory. O death, where are your thorns? Lord God, in Christ I have victory. O Sheol, where is your sting? Lord God, in Christ I have victory. Father, don't hide me from your eyes because of my failure. But Lord God, in Christ I have victory. Spend a few moments now in silent prayer, replacing thoughts of death with thoughts of life, replacing thoughts of fear with thoughts of victory, replacing thoughts of yourself with thoughts of God, His grace, and faith in His Son, Jesus. And now start to become even more intentionally aware of God and alert to His Spirit, mindful of Christ, now through your breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes, and as you breathe, take deep, slow breaths from your stomach. Let you and I start by taking 3 deep, slow breaths together. As you inhale and exhale, you may think of words or sounds of victory. Let that be your word of reflection as you become more aware of your breathing. Victory. Continue as you allow your mind to begin to think silently, Lord God, in Christ, I have victory. Continue to be aware of God in this moment. Just take note of Him everywhere around you. How are you aware of Him right now? Are you aware of any attacks buzzing in your ear? Have you recently run away from buzzing? Your arms and hands swatting at the air in futile defense? Or have you been stung lately? You still feel the lingering throbbing of a recent sting. Your mind may wander as you consider it, but return then back to thoughts of the healing and soothing victory you have in Christ. Drift here between real pain and promised victory. now feel soothed as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings, each one expanding into wider passages from different translations. Listen for how the words impact you. Words from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, from the New International Reader's Version. Listen carefully. Dear brothers and sisters, remain strong in the faith. Don't let anything move you. Always give yourselves completely to the work of the Lord. Because you belong to the Lord, you know that your work is not worthless. What did you hear? How has the Holy Spirit shaped your thoughts as you consider this passage? Well, rest here in soothing victory that you have in Christ, and pause if you need more time. Listen once again to a wider reading from the New American Standard Bible. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. What did you notice this time? Well, remain in meditation as your mind drifts through the imagery of the soothing recovery that Christ offers, the victory that we have over the sting of sin. Listen to your third sacred reading now from an even wider context from the Amplified Bible. Listen for words of victory. When this perishable puts on the imperishable, and this mortal puts on immortality, then the scripture will be fulfilled that says, "Death is swallowed up in victory and vanquished forever." O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin, by which it brings death, is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be steadfast, be immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, always doing your best and doing more than is needed, being continually aware that your labor, even to the point of exhaustion, is not futile nor wasted it is never without purpose. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment. As if the fear of a bee sting isn't enough, be present in a dark, cool forest garden as you watch a snake, a deadly viper, slowly appear, slithering through the grass. You are frozen. Its dark eyes staring at you, looking for movement. Its forked tongue tasting the air for any sense of panic. A bee sting will hurt for a few days, but the bite of this snake may be deadly. When suddenly, without warning, a man appears and then drives his heel down onto the head of the snake, crushing it and freeing you, giving you victory. How do you feel? What do you see in the man's eyes? What does he see in yours? Well, rest there with him in the garden. As you were present in your imagination in the garden, discern God's protection in your life now and here. What are examples of God's recent victory for you? How has He rescued you of late? Well, rest here now in quiet contemplation, thanking God for His healing and recovery from stings. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing, whispered breaths of thankfulness for God's care, and let that be your meditation, whether at the beginning or the end of your day. Lord God, I have victory in Christ. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you, victory. And let me pray now that you remember the sting of death and the claim of victory. That you remember to give thanks be to God who gives you the victory through your Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore be steadfast, immovable, and always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. And may the Lord now smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace in Christ. Amen. So in the days ahead, you may get stung, bitten, or attacked. It will be hard, but be thankful for it. And be reminded that in the bite comes the reminder of healing and victory. Consider, too, how you can be a friend to someone who needs to know the healing victory of God. And consider this. Did you offer peace today? Did you bring a smile to someone's face? Did you say words of healing? And did you forgive? Did you love? Well, the love and the healing that you offer to stings of others around you will bear much fruit here and in the life to come. And in both places, you will encounter God.